to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, and we come to you live every day, and we're thrilled to be here with you. Many of you have been sending me, I can't tell you, countless emails about some of the guests we're bringing on, some of the work we're doing, some of the events that we're in getting you involved in. I want to say this. My guest today for the first hour is Greg Braden, and many of you already know that he is part of the lineup. As a matter of fact, he will be one of the first of the Extraordinary Speaker Series. And I want to stop for a minute and thank every one of you that has volunteered. I believe there are about 60 of you that have volunteered with the Extraordinary Speaker Series. And boy, I'll tell you what a blessing that is. But Greg Braden is one of the first to speak. He's also going to be with us today to talk about something very important to me. But let me just tell you, for those of you that have not heard Greg before, let me give you a little information. He is, of course, a best-selling author. He has been a pioneer, an inspiration for many, many people to both understand spirituality and the scientific implications of what we have learned. Deepak Chopra calls him a rare blend of scientist, visionary, scholar, with the ability to speak to our minds while touching the wisdom of our hearts. That is the age that we are in right now. It is the era. As a best-selling author, Greg has traveled all over the world and has helped people see both the science and the spiritual heart connection in the work that he has done. He has, for over 20 years, visited many, many places. He is the author of The Isaiah Effect, The God Code, and the book, one of the books we're going to talk about today, The Divine Matrix, Bridging Time, Space, Miracles, and Belief. And the question that I want everyone to hold on to as we talk today, at least one of the questions that I'd like you to think about today, is this question of whether or not you can move beyond disease. We can move beyond our physical bodies. How different would your life be if you could reverse disease? Greg Braden is the person to talk to about it. He's joining me here today. Greg, thank you so much for helping us kick off a fabulous 2008.
Well, Pat, I'm just thrilled to hear your voice. I'm absolutely thrilled to be on the program today. I want to thank you for your really kind words, and I'm listening to this introduction, and I'm thinking, wow, what a beautiful introduction, and I'm realizing it's about all the work we're going to be doing in Seattle, and I got really excited.
Yes, and Greg, it is about all the work that you've been doing. Someone said to me, and I wanted to ask you about this, someone said to me a few days ago, and I didn't quite understand it until I started to go back and look at your book. They said to me, you know what, everything that you have done is going to come to that place of power in 2008. And I didn't really understand that, because I think we react to the word power. And I said to them, what do you mean? And they said, you are speaking with people, and they mentioned your name, like Greg Braden, who have worked for decades to inspire people, to help folks understand that there is a methodology, that there is a science, and that there is a way for people to live life full out. Mm. Greg, you and I were talking before the show about 2008.
Right.
What do you say about that comment that was made to me about stepping into our power in 2008?
Well, I don't know the person that made the comment, and I'm absolutely honored in their insight. Not only 2008, I think this time in history, this time in our lives, Pat, is the time when I think we all blossom into the realization of our personal power and our collective power to redirect the course of history, the events in our lives, and what our own science is telling us now, that it begins with a personal healing in our families and our bodies and our own living room that translates into the global expression of the same healing. So it's not like people have to go out and leave their homes and their jobs and their families and travel the world and, you know, exhaust themselves to try to make a change. What we're finding is that the change, the little things we do in our personal lives, translate into the big changes that we see in our world. And it's probably easier than anyone's ever imagined. I think 2008 is the year where we have the opportunity to find out what works and what doesn't in terms of our spirituality and our science, and the things that don't work, we can stop putting our energy into them and let them go and do more of the things that make sense, that make a difference in our lives, do more of the right things that help us. I think the events of the world will push us to that place in 2008, and we can talk about that as we go through the program today.
Well, and I love what you're talking about because, you know, we came up with the theme, one of the themes for the show of Get Out of the Gate in 2008, and I think that, I don't know about you, but there have certainly been years in my life where I've done a lot of contemplating. The sense that I get is that this is the year of action. And the work that you've done and the conversation we're having today, especially about reversing disease, is one of really looking at the bigger picture, but looking at it as if we're not looking from the outside, but we're part of it. Isn't that your work to enable people, empower them to understand that they are part of creating the life they desire?
Well, absolutely, Pat. And this is all, of course, it ties into everything we'll be doing at this the multimedia presentation in Seattle, because through the multimedia, we'll be able to explore all the things we're talking about now. The best minds of our time, I know all of our listeners, people listening to this show, they know something is up. Something is different in our world today. Something feels different. Even if you don't know in your left brain, you just know that life in the world feels different. And it's that way everywhere we go throughout the world. It's not just an American phenomenon. And in 2005, there was a very rare conference that was called together, inviting the who were believed to be the greatest minds of our time, including the great spiritual leaders from all the different traditions, the religious leaders, the scientists, the engineers, the social architects, the biologists, the geologists, the environmentalists, all of them together in one room. And the proceeds from this conference were so profound that the journal Scientific American actually published a special edition encapsulating what happened during this conference, because for the first time we were able to quantify what it is that's so very different about our time in history. And it's not just a feeling. There are very tangible principles that are happening now that have never happened before, and what in recorded history. And what was identified, the bottom line for this conference, was that there were a number of scenarios that were identified that range from unprecedented challenges of disease on a global level, of the possibility of a global war, the depletion of resources, the violent competition for the resources that are still there. These are the kinds of scenarios that were explored. Any one of these scenarios by themselves, if they went unchecked, they could forever change and possibly end civilization and maybe even life as we know it. Any one of them, Pat. And what makes our time in history so very, very powerful is that all of the scenarios are happening at the same time. And this is the first generation in recorded history that's ever been faced with the task of solving this number and this magnitude of problems. And they said, we've got to do it within the next 8 to 10 years, or nothing else is going to make much difference. It is a time that a biologist, E.O. Wilson, who was part of this conference, he identified this time as what he calls a bottleneck in human history, where our resources and our ability to solve our problems will be pushed to the very limits. And 2008 is certainly a year that marks the time where we're seeing these things happen. And so what's so exciting to me is one of the outcomes of this conference is they said to solve these problems, we've got to think of ourselves differently than we ever have before. We've got to look at the world and our relationship to the world differently. And that is where the work I've done for the bulk of my adult life and many others have done the same as well. That's where it all comes into play, because we're sharing what the best science of our time has discovered in the 20th, now the 21st century. And as good as it is, Pat, we know the science isn't enough. There's something missing. And this has been the focus of my life, is to go back into the 7,000 years of spiritual history and understand what we've known in the past, marry it with the best science of our time, and now we get to test those ideas and that wisdom against the great challenges of our time in history. In 2008, I think, is the year where we're really going to see where the rubber meets the road. This is where we're going to see what works and what does not.
Absolutely. And, you know, Greg, all of the work that you've done right now points to a global audience. You know, I was talking with Marianne Williamson yesterday. I did an interview with her, and I said to her, because she's doing radio right now, and I said to her, you know, Marianne, sometimes you wonder if anybody's listening, and she agreed. And then I said, but you know what? I'll tell you. I open up the phone lines, and the calls come in from Costa Rica. They come in from England. They come from Hong Kong. And so, Greg, you have right now, and many of the people that have been working, listeners, everyone out there that has been working towards creating this what I call this absolutely explosiveness of change, has really been called to the task right now. And you talk about this and the understanding of this in the Divine Matrix. And you talk about, really, for me, you talk about how every one of us can step forward and participate. And this is what I love about your work, Greg, because you don't exclude anybody. You don't exclude anybody. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Greg Braden. We're going to be talking about the Divine Matrix and have Greg show you a little bit of what the possibilities are for your life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Lauren Archer, president of the National Guild of Hypnotists Washington State Chapter, inviting you to get a healthy start to your 2008 at the free Hypnotherapy Resource Forum, one day only, Saturday, January 12th, at Evergreen Hospital Medical Center in Kirkland. The Hypnotherapy Resource Forum is free. Reserve your seat at 425-899-3000 or get all the details online at nghwa.org.
Have you ever wondered how humans lived for thousands of years with just the power of nature to keep them healthy? Can we live a healthy, long life without dependence on drugs? Dr. Rashmi Pace, naturopathic physician and Ayurvedic clinician, can help you have optimal health and ageless vitality using the science of naturopathic medicine plus the wisdom of the ancient healing arts. Call Dr. Pace at 425-778-8050 or visit LotusNaturalHealthClinic.com.
It's that time of year. The skies are cloudy, the air is chilly, and the day's growing shorter. Do you feel sluggish and cranky? Zoe Lotus Healing Arts has revolutionized the treatment of winter blues. They combine light and sound therapy, gentle acupuncture and massage, aromatherapy, and herbal teas to lift your spirit and lighten your mood. Call 206-601-7204 or visit ZoeLotus.org. That's ZoeLotus.org.
Kate's Caring Gifts is proud to support Dr. Pat's Green Christmas Challenge with earth-friendly alternatives. Visit them at katescaringgifts.com to see their complete selection of natural body care, kid-powered toys, eco-friendly home decor, and organic gourmet indulgence, including the world's best organic chocolate. Find people and earth-friendly gifts at katescaringgifts.com. That's katescaringgifts.com.
Enjoy an evening with Greg Braden on January 23rd at Benaroya Hall in Seattle while he talks about the spontaneous healing of belief. Could the spontaneous healing of disease, living to advanced ages, and instant connection with everyone and everything be our true heritage in the universe? Join Greg Braden in this life-altering multimedia program for an evening of powerful, true life accounts and easy to understand science as he shows us that we are limited only by our beliefs. Don't miss this first event in the Five Evenings with Extraordinary People series. Join Greg Braden, author of The God Code and The Secret of Lost Form of Prayer, on January 23rd at 7 p.m. in Seattle. Visit thedrpatshow.com for ticket information, purchase the series, and get five events for the price of four. So visit thedrpatshow.com and click on Five Evenings with Extraordinary People.
Lewis and Clark would be proud. We're exploring new territory on the air every day right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. I have to tell you, I am so thrilled to be joined today by Greg Braden. And I want to mention to everyone, Greg is coming to Seattle. He's part of the Extraordinary Speaker Series. And if you have not registered for this series yet, you still have the opportunity to register for one or all of the speakers. You can go to my website right there on the homepage, www.thedrpatshow.com, and you'll see the extraordinary speaker series. It's actually called Five Evenings with Five Extraordinary People. Greg Braden is the first. He will be in town Wednesday, January 23rd, and this is a fabulous series. I also want to mention that you will be able to hear a fabulous, fabulous conversation with Greg Braden on Louise Hay's brand new CD. So we've got a lot to talk about with Greg. He's got such important work that he's sharing with us today, and a very special announcement. Greg, thank you for joining us today. Before the break, I mentioned the Divine Matrix, and I wonder if we could just take a minute to talk about that, because I think for a lot of people, there is such importance in putting the puzzle together.
Well, absolutely, Pat. And before we do that, can I take just another moment and talk about the Extraordinary Speaker
Series? Please do.
I just want to say I am absolutely just so honored and thrilled to be included in this series, and I'm in very good company. Deepak Chopra is going to be there in Seattle. I know John Holland. A number of the speakers are dear friends of mine I've known for years, and I'm just honored to be sharing the stage with them. And for people that don't know what these programs are, they're relatively quick programs. They're evening programs that are very, it's a very concentrated period of time where we get to share the essence, what we feel is the most powerful information in a brief period of time that we can bring to our audience in the cities where these are being offered. And for me, that's a multimedia presentation. We'll be able to share the rare images and the video footage, as well as announcing a very ambitious new global project that's implementing many of the principles that we're going to be talking about here today and that we have in our previous work. So I want to thank you for all of your work that you're doing to support that series.
Well, it's very exciting, Greg, and I think you and I talked about it. This year is extremely important. Not that last year was, and it was a fabulous year for so many of us. But this year, there's a power, there's an essence, there's an energy. And it makes sense about this year, but you are the one to help us understand all of this and how it's working.
Well, the Divine Matrix plays a huge role in that. And I know some of our listeners are familiar with the concept. Some have read the book, some have never heard of any of this before. So I'll just say that modern science within the last few years has only arrived at the place where many of these ancient indigenous and spiritual traditions began, some of them thousands of years ago, Pat, some of them 5-6 in the case of the Hindu traditions, over 7,000 years ago, they were practicing the principles then that our own scientific discoveries have only been able to validate in the last few years. And the reason this is important to me, and this is why I spend so much time journeying into these remote and pristine and isolated, magnificent places in the world, and the highlands of Tibet and the mountains of Egypt and the monasteries that we find there, southern Bolivia and Peru, is because these places are repositories for this wisdom that's been preserved for these thousands of years. And now that science, our own scientists now, are rediscovering the principles, they've only found them in the last couple of years, and they're saying, okay, these principles are there. There's a field of energy, for example, that connects everything in the universe. They're saying, okay, we know it's there. What do we do with it? And this is what's so interesting to me, because the spiritual traditions began with that understanding 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years ago, and rather than trying to prove or disprove the field's existence, they have spent those thousands of years exploring what it means in our lives and how we apply it in our personal, in our collective, our global lives. And my question as a scientist, when I left the corporations at the end of the Cold War, my question was, what if we take these two great ways of knowing, science and spirituality, and we marry the best of both of them into a greater wisdom? Where will that lead us? That's what this work is all about. That's what we're discovering, I think, in 2008. And the divine matrix is a big part of that, because our own science now has validated that there's a field of energy that underlies everything that happens in our world. There's nothing that can happen in our world or the universe, as far as the science is concerned. There's nothing that can happen that's not contained within this field, and that means that we have access to everything that happens in our lives, from the healing of our bodies to the peace between nations, to the abundance in our lives, our spiritual abundance, our material abundance, the quality of our relationships. All of those things are in the mix in this field. But the field does more than just connect everything, and that's what the new discoveries are showing.
Well, Greg, you know, one of the things you've said, and I'd love for you to talk about this, is you talk about the universe as a conscious computer. And that, for me, when I just say those words, and I actually said them over and over again today, the universe as a conscious computer, what came to mind really quickly was, just like my computer sitting here in front of me, garbage in, garbage out. And so the question that I ask is viewing the world, the universe, as a conscious computer, what does that enable us, number one, to manifest in this lifetime? But also, what are some of the limited beliefs that we have to overcome in order to manifest them?
Well, this is such a beautiful concept, Pat, because I think most people know enough about the way computers work today that this is a meaningful way to share this information. This is a growing body of mainstream published scientists and engineers. These aren't just people behind the scenes on the fringe that are coming up with these ideas. A growing number of mainstream scientists are suggesting now that the universe, our lives, our world, and our bodies work like a massive consciousness computer, as you mentioned. And just as every computer has a language that it uses to get things done, our consciousness computer uses what we call belief. And belief may mean different things to different people. This is one of the things we're going to be exploring in the program there in Benaroya Hall in Seattle. But the idea of belief and the way that belief is focused in the human heart, where in our hearts we create electrical and magnetic fields that extend into the world around us, and literally, this isn't a metaphor, they literally rearrange the stuff our bodies and our world are made out of to conform to those beliefs. And this is where we find our personal as well as our collective power. If we understand the language that this field, this universal essence recognizes, then all of a sudden we're no longer victims of anything happening in the world. And in the presence of the greatest challenges of recorded history, that is a really good thing to understand. And that's what we're, beautiful illustrations, rare video, and some really powerful concepts and direct experience we're going to have in the room. So when people leave, there's no doubt in their minds that we all are talking apples and apples when we are talking about this language of belief and the role that it plays in our lives.
Well, we are all so drawn to really putting the pieces together, the story. And I know for myself, I am excited and thrilled to be attending the event. I mean, it's part of the work that you have done. It's part of the message that you've taken out, you know, out into the world. Greg, one of the things that I've been absolutely on the edge of my seat waiting to talk with you about is this idea of reversing disease. And the question that I want to ask, and maybe we can get started before the break, is, you know, this is so counter right now to the culture that we have out in this country, our country, United States, where we're looking at disease in a very particular way, and the alternative to it right now seems to be drugs.
Well, we're looking at disease through the eyes that we've been conditioned to see disease through, and that is through the eyes of the pharmaceutical industry, and that we need to go to someone else out there beyond our bodies to help us with conditions that are happening within our own bodies. And you so eloquently used this language, Pat. You said, in our country, in our culture, this is the conditioning. As soon as you leave this country and this culture, that's not the case. And that's what we're going to be exploring and what we've done through our work. What we know is that for every thought, feeling, emotion, and belief that we hold in our bodies produce a chemistry that matches that belief. And that chemistry determines the quality of the health, the quality of our immune response, the level of the hormones in our bodies, for example, where the cortisol levels are high or low, the DHEA levels high or low, are all now being directly linked to the way we feel about our world, that it goes beyond the way we've thought of feeling and belief in this culture, where it's been discounted and relegated to something that's insignificant in the past. Through the eyes of the ancients and what we're finding in the monasteries, it may be the most powerful force in the universe. Literally,
well, Greg, we've got, I'll tell you, so much to talk about. We're going to take a short break. Greg Braden is my very special guest today, author of The Divine Matrix, Bridging Time, Space, Miracles, and Belief. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how each and every one of us, everyone, that's right, everybody out there, how each and every one of us can translate the miracles of our imagination into what is real in our lives. Greg Braden, very special guest today, best-selling author, keynote speaker at the upcoming Extraordinary People series. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everyone.
Is your cell phone harming your health? A growing body of evidence has shown that electropollution can have a devastating effect on our health and wellness, and also may increase our risk for disease and illness. The good news is that there is a solution. Scientifically validated and patented technologies that neutralize the harmful effects of electropollution are the answer. Call today for a free consultation and to enter a drawing for a free cell chip. Call 503-781-5604.
For years, I was searching for a church that spoke about God in ways that made sense to me, in ways that recognized my struggles in life and then helped me find solutions. I found that church. It's the Center for Spiritual Living, a wonderful community that is helping me build a better life and a better world. Each Sunday, Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis inspires me to create a world that works not only for me, but for everyone.
Honoring all paths to God, the Center for Spiritual Living is located just east of University Village on Sandpoint Way with three Sunday services. Visit online at spiritualliving.org.
What does it take to feel young again? To be filled with vitality, to wake up feeling clear and refreshed, to live without allergies. More and more Americans are wondering if it's even possible. Founder of the Life Force Center in Los Angeles, Dr. Jeffrey McCombs, has been researching, developing, and refining a unique system that doctors and patients from around the world are saying offers them all of this and more. Visit lifeforceplan.com or call 1-888-236-7780.
Life is not about being famous or rich or beautiful. Life is a journey, a quest to find your destiny and uncover the riches of the soul. Join us on this journey. See One, the movie, now available on DVD. Visit onetheproject.com. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat for One, the movie. Now, the film phenomenon that has been transforming hearts across the world is available online at onetheproject.com. Uncover the riches of your soul today.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
Change your life. Have you been inspired by The Secret and What the Bleep Do We Know, but now you need practical tools? Theta Healing gives you everything you need. Theta Healing workshops teach you simple yet powerful techniques to create an instant shift in your life and results that last. Join Deanna Laterzo for Theta Healing Basic in North Seattle, February 15th through the 17th. For more information, call 360-778-1190 or visit greenroomhealing.com.
Forget their space and come check out our space on the web, 1150kknw.com, and find out about Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Everyone, Greg Braden in the house. I want to make sure before we get into this next segment that you have Greg's website, www.gregbraden.com. That's GREGGBRADEN.com. He is my very special guest today. We're talking about the Divine Matrix and much more. And as we take a look at our lives, you know, one of the things, Greg, I said before the break is, you know, understanding that this power that we have to change our lives, to create a reality, is 10 years ago probably would have been a new concept to people. Now people are hungry. There is a spiritual demand to not only find out more, but to give people some tools. I think you have been one of those folks that have done that so well. I especially loved your conversation in Louise Hay's new DVD.
I was very honored to be part of that DVD. It's interesting, Pat. You know, when you do an interview, you never know really where it's going to end up.
And I know.
And I didn't know for sure that what I was doing that day was going to end up on a Louise Hay DVD series, and it just worked that way. But we were talking about the power, our inner technology is the term I like to use, our inner ability to change the conditions of our lives, including the physical healing in our bodies. And Louise Hay, of course, has been so inspiring to me. And she was another one of the people back in when I was an engineer in the defense industry during the Cold War, listening to Louise Hay's work and the first book that she came out with, You Can Heal Your Life, the idea that somehow we were interacting with our bodies, that was such a radical idea in our culture for that time, yet such an empowering idea, and I think it touched something so true within so many people, and that's why the book continues. You know that over 40 million copies of that book are in print right now, worldwide. And that would not happen if it didn't touch something that was true, that people felt true in their bodies. And I remember one of the most powerful and poignant moments in that DVD. Pat, have you seen the DVD?
Yes, have I seen it several times. I carry it with me now when I fly.
You'll know the part I'm talking about. Someone had the presence of mind during the early 1980s when not everybody had a video camera in their household.
Right.
To record Louise in those rare moments. It was in the 1980s when a new disease called HIV/AIDS was first making its appearance on the scene. Nobody knew exactly what it was, how it was transmitted, what to do with it. And people were coming to Louise in that very rare footage of her in her living room with people that had a disease that wasn't understood. And she was just saying, she goes, "I don't know exactly what's happening here." I'm paraphrasing.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I don't know exactly what's happening here, but she says, "I'm going to share with you what I do know." And she shared in the way that was so eloquent, it was captured on that 8mm film, about our inner ability to change the conditions of our lives and our bodies. And, of course, her message grew from her living room to churches and eventually into stadiums. But it was this ancient message that our own science is now rediscovering, and that is that this language of belief that programs the consciousness computer of the universe. Literally, when we give the field of consciousness the right instructions, the right template, the right blueprint, if you will, that it will mirror back to us in physical reality, including our bodies. It'll mirror back what we've given it to work with. And that's what you said before the break, Pat. Information in, information out, garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah, it's a very impersonal relationship.
It truly is, because the way our own scientists now are describing this field, and you just said it perfectly, it is impersonal, The field is said to be a neutral, unbiased field of quantum energy that will coalesce around the blueprint of whatever it is that we create in our beliefs. Now, to the Western mind, we've been taught that beliefs are nothing. You know, it's just this nebulous concept that doesn't have any effect in our world. And what we now know is this, Pat, and I'll share some of this now. We'll get into it more, obviously, in the program, is that our beliefs happen in our hearts. While our mind is part of it, in the visual portion, the feelings we have about what we believe, the belief of our health, the belief of our abundance, of our worth in this world, those are feelings that happen in the human heart. And although those are the words that we give the experience, we call it a feeling, what scientists know is that the human heart is the strongest electrical generator in the body, and it's the strongest magnetic field generator in the body, and that the atoms of our world and ourselves are made of electrical and magnetic energy. So when we create a feeling in our heart, what we're doing is we're creating an electrical and a magnetic template, and it happens to be the strongest template in the human body. The human heart is over 5,000 times stronger magnetically than the human brain. And it's over 100 times stronger electrically than the human brain. This is why feelings are so much more powerful than thoughts alone. Thoughts are important, but they don't have the power that feelings have. So when we create the feeling as if we're already healed, or as if our perfect relationship is already in our lives, or as if our abundance is already there, create the feeling and give gratitude and appreciation as if that feeling is already there, and live our lives from the moment we wake up in the morning and we go through our morning routines throughout our day with the feeling, even though the physical manifestation may not be there yet, if we can mimic that feeling, that is what it is that creates the physical reality. And now we know the mechanism, and this is what Louise was actually showing in her work so long ago.
That DVD and that very specific moment that you talked about, Greg, I have to tell you, it brought tears to my eyes, because that is very rare footage of Louise. And, you know, when she stood up and walked over to the gentleman that was speaking, and this was in the 80s when people were literally dying every day from AIDS. And she got up and walked over, and you could see how she physically took this individual in her arms. That, to me, for what we're talking about today, is a demonstration of how we are empowering ourselves to live our lives. And as you said earlier, stepping into that place where we know we have everything that we could possibly imagine to create the lives we want, including moving beyond what our society calls disease.
Absolutely. I saw the preview of that movie, of Louise's movie, before it was actually released. I was in a room with about 4,000 people at a conference where they previewed the rough footage. Mm-hmm. I was speaking later that day, and when I saw that piece that you mentioned, tears came to my eyes, and I had to really work not to cry, because if I do, then there goes the voice for my presentation the next hour. It caught me completely off guard, and it was so very powerfully moving. And I had a similar experience. I was working with people that had HIV AIDS in the mid to late 80s, and the first time a man came to me, and we went through all the emotional concepts of feeling and belief and the role it plays in our bodies, very mental. And he stood up to leave, and he asked me for a hug. And the first time that he asked me, that was the first time I'd ever hugged a man that had a disease that we didn't understand at the time. And I hesitated for about a half a second, and I said, you know what? This power inside of us is stronger than any condition we could ever manifest in our bodies. And when we did embrace in that hug, there was a feeling, a surge that upwelled within me. And I knew in that moment, Pat, I knew that there was a power within every one of us that transcends any condition that we could ever manifest in our lives. And I never hesitated from that moment forward, any condition that anybody has anywhere, because I knew that as long as we are not afraid of it, as long as that we are willing to open, you feel that upwelling and outswelling of the love rather than the contraction and the tightness of the fear. When we're in that space, I know that that's the space that creates and heals.
Yeah, because one of the things we're talking about, and getting back to what you said about the emotion, emotions is, and feelings, is that when we embrace, as we saw Louise Hay do in that moment, it is pure 100% love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so now we know, for people in our culture, when you use that word, the left brain says, you know, well, yeah, that's nice. You know, it's a nice feeling, but how can it really have an effect? Our own science now has given us the answer to that. We know that we're creating a very powerful electrical and a magnetic field combined. What's so interesting about this field is that our own science also tells us every atom that makes the cells of our body or our physical world, they are made of electrical and magnetic energy. Our own physics texts, you go to a standard physics text, and it will tell you, if you change the magnetic field of an atom, the way that atom behaves, the way it expresses itself, it changes. If you change the electrical field of an atom, it changes as well. And here's the beauty, Pat, because our hearts do both, not just the magnetic or the electric field alone. The magnetic and the electrical fields combined is what we produce in our hearts. And our own science tells us, and now the studies have shown, and anecdotally we know it, and our most cherished and ancient spiritual traditions have always told us, that's the way we change our bodies, that's the way we heal, that's the way we change our world.
Wow. Greg Braden is my guest today. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, the question that I want to ask everybody out there is this. Do you believe you can live way beyond your 100-year lifespan? How about 200? Well, we're going to be talking with Greg Braden about this when we come back, and much more. Greg, of course, is the author of The Divine Matrix, Bridging Time, Space, Miracles, and Belief, and he is going to be one of the upcoming speakers. We're going to be talking with him about that question. My question for you is, where are your beliefs? Are you ready to crack it open and step in to the unlimited possibilities? We'll be right back.
What's ahead for you or your business in 2008? Get your custom roadmap for next year from internationally known astrologer Madeline Gerwick. Find out how to best focus your time and energy for the challenges and opportunities ahead. Call Madeline Gerwick at Polaris Business Guides for a personal or business consultation. Also ask about good timing for important events. Call toll-free 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300.
Kick off your enlightenment with Carrie's 12 Steps to Enlightenment Workshop. Carrie O'Connor, master visionary, medium, and clairvoyant, uses her amazing psychic gifts to help you step into your divine power and begin to create the life of your dreams. This two-hour teleclass is on February 23rd at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Call 860-887-1201 to register for the 12 Steps to Enlightenment teleclass. Or visit KerrieO'Connor.com. That's KerrieO'Connor.com.
Are you carrying around unwanted emotional baggage that is keeping you from living the life your heart desires? Kathy Brody can help you lose that baggage without even going to the airport. You don't have to spend a year in therapy to get rid of bad habits and ideas that don't serve you. Access your own wisdom with hypnosis, regression techniques, reconnective healing, guided imagery, and inverse wave therapy. Stop smoking, manage stress, and handle transition. Call today for your appointment, 206-546-8266. Kathy Brody at Harvest of the Heart can help you start your new life today. HarvestoftheHeart.com.
Would you like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life? The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into a number one talk radio show, hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping to promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in the world.
The Empowerment Partnership, empowering the lives of thousands of people around the world just like you. Their mission is to empower you with an understanding of what makes you and others tick, and to teach you the tools and techniques that will unlock your hidden gifts. The Empowerment Partnership, whatever you think you are, you're more than that. To learn more, call 1-800-800-MIND or go to NLP.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive a special discount.
Do you need help losing weight? Does your diet need improvement? Are you having problems getting motivated to exercise? At Personal Training Team, they design a program that works for you. Get results and achieve your fitness goals. Train in their private studios, or they'll even come to your home. Visit their website, personaltrainingteam.com, and call for a free consultation at 425-885-4825. At Personal Training Team, they make it personal. PersonalTrainingTeam.com.
Stay informed with news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour, weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I want to make sure everyone out there has Greg Braden's website. Very easy to remember. www.gregbraden.com. That's G-R-E-G-G, Braden.com. He's my guest today. We're just giving you just a tip of what you're going to find in the book and what you're going to experience with Greg in Seattle when he comes to town. And, Greg, before the break, we were talking about, and I made a statement about living beyond 80 years old, 100 years old, and 200 years old, and that being a reality, not something that we're conjuring up and praying for. And so I wanted to ask you about what you have discovered and where you are with this conversation.
Well, you and I continued that conversation into our three-minute
break.
We
did.
And I know our listeners really wish they could hear behind the scenes what happens during those breaks.
I'm trying to get Benny to do some outtakes for us. We haven't figured out the technology yet.
Well, you know, it's an interesting question, and in the brief time that we have now, I'll address it to the degree that I can, and I'll also say it will be part of what we're doing at during our evening at Benaroya Hall as well. The best science of our own day now is saying something, and they're publishing information that contradicts everything we believed in the last 300 years about the human body, and that is, and it is now a fact, that every organ in our bodies, even organs that we believed could not do this in the past, every organ has the ability to heal and reproduce the cells of the body, including brain cells, including neural tissue, including heart tissue. And it appears that some of the organs are so resilient, Pat, that they just look like they haven't had to in the past. But what we now know is when they're given the right conditions, that those cells can reproduce, that the DNA that we've always told can only reproduce a certain number of times, the ends become brittle, they break off, they lose information, that doesn't have to happen the same way either. And the bottom line to all of this is it's all coming down to a new science that is called epigenetics, EPI, genetics, and it's the fact and the discovery that there is something beyond the DNA in our bodies that regulates our life processes, and that something includes feeling and belief and human emotion and what we think and what we feel about our lives. Now, when we've been in the monasteries in Tibet, for example, over 17,000 feet above sea level in the highlands of the Tibetan Plateau, we've met people who are 130, 140 years old, and you'll see images of them. We've got that's part of what we'll show during the program. But the interesting thing, Pat, is that, first of all, these people don't ever even track their age. It's not like they think every year they're getting a little older and they're deteriorating. They have documentation in terms of when they were born, so we know how old they are. But what we find is the people 120, 130 years old, by the time they reach that age, they have learned to heal in their experience the things that have hurt them in the past, so that their bodies aren't simply clinging to life by a slim thread where every day is a challenge to live. You'd never know these people are that age. They're happy, they're healthy, they're active, they get up in the morning, the nuns grow their own food in their their little patio and their nun cells. They walk to a river and bring up their water every morning. I mean, you can tell there's age on their face, but they don't look the way you would think someone that age looks. Last 2006, scientific article said we should be living at least 140 years old. That's the new thinking. Now, they said there's no reason why we shouldn't live to 140 years old. There's a man that filmed a video. I'm going to be sharing a video during this program. The man that filmed the video, his father was 151 years old in one of the Chinese provinces. And our whole idea of the way we think of ourselves, the way we think of age, is changing now, and it's all linked. It all comes back to our relationship to this field, the power of human emotion and belief. What do we believe about ourselves in our hearts, and how that belief translates into the electrical and magnetic information that feeds and nourishes our bodies and extends into the world around us. And once you see that the connection, you say, of course, intuitively, I think we all sense something like this is possible. But this is important for our left brain to see these kinds of connections, because when our left brain sees it, it validates and frees us to move into our right brain and our heart and have the experience without questioning and wondering if what we're doing is right or if these things are possible.
Well, what you're talking about is so important. I love the fact, Greg, that, you know, you are presenting this, first of all, in a visual way, because what you said is so important. You know, for a lot of people, we need to be able to see that image to really undo some of the programming we've had to believe otherwise, you see?
Absolutely. And the programming, we're beginning to understand. I mean, even people in New Thought communities who have been doing this work for, you know, 30 years, Pat, what we're finding is even in our conscious minds, we may believe and accept all the things we're talking about. What we're finding is that our unconscious, our subconscious programming is so strong that there is a part of us in our culture that doubts. And in that doubt, we may limit ourselves from having the quality of life and experiences that we believe that we deserve in our conscious mind. That's how strong the subconscious programming is. In the past, the way to transcend subconscious programming is with a miracle. So 5,000 years ago, you saw a miracle, and you had to readjust the way you think to accommodate for what you've seen, because you just saw it. You know it's real. You saw it. Today, we use science in this program. We use both. We use both miracles. You'll witness miracles on the screen, and they're only miracles until we understand the science that explains them. And then we connect the dots, and it makes sense, and we shift the way we think about ourselves and our world. And that is a powerful doorway to the subconscious to be able to do it that way. And you don't have to go to an altered state or go into hypnosis or, you know, hear weird music or chimes or incense to do it. It happens without us even knowing it. In the presence of 700 or 1,000 people in a room, it can happen very quickly, because the conscious field allows that to happen.
Wow. Well, Greg, thank you so much for joining us today. Benny has indicated that we have a number of callers that want to make sure we give out your information again, information about the upcoming event. Greg Braden's website is gregbraden.com. And again, information about your upcoming event at Ben Arroyo.
So do you want me to give that information?
Yes, I think that it's the Extraordinary Speaker Series, and you're going to be coming to town. It is.
It's the Extraordinary Speaker Series in Seattle, Washington, and the information for our website, www.gregbraden, GREGGBRADEN.com. And those two G's mean it's a Greg and not a Gregory. My mom did that on purpose.
And our moms know.
It's a, Pat, I don't have... It's a Wednesday evening, isn't it?
I do have it, and I want to mention it to everyone. Yes, the Extraordinary Speaker Series. You can go to my website, thedrpatshow.com. Right on the homepage, a big old image. It is Greg Braden on the 23rd, which is a Wednesday, 7 o'clock. You can register from here. You can actually get all five speakers for an incredible rate. I don't know how Donna put this together, Greg, but I'll tell you, I'm grateful.
She's done a beautiful job with this. It's the first time they've done this in Seattle. We did it in Fort Collins, Colorado, is where this was has been pioneered over the last couple of years. It's the first time taking it out of that city, and I'm just I'm so honored to be a part of it, and I'm thrilled to bring this information to our friends in Seattle.
Well, thank you, Greg. I want to thank you again for another fabulous show. Thanks for joining us, and I will absolutely see you when you come to town.